Okay, good morning. We're Hilchos Trefos. We are holding in Lamed Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin, Seif Dalet. Just to go back a drop, I just want to point out, if we look, the question is how far back do we want to go? Okay, so let's see. If you go back in the beginning of the Siman, in Seif Aleph, I just want to read a few words just to make sure it was clear. So we're in the middle of talking about abuot or buot, and basically it's a swelling, a boil, a bubble. Bubble might be the best word. Anyways, if we have this, so if it's clear air, or it's clear liquid. Mayim zachim means basically it's a clear substance. Leicha hanimshachet kidvash, just it could be anything like pus, separation, right? We know what that is. Then, and now leicha yevesha is anything, it's when it crusts. It's you have the pus and then it crusted. That's what leicha yevesha could be. Again, some things can have multiple meanings. That's why I say it could be, but it definitely is. Dried out pus, that's yevesha that became completely hard and dry. That's what that's talking about. And then it could be hard. And then, so we mentioned the machlokas about suruchin and achurin. So just to clarify, achurin means if the liquid is not clear, basically anything that's not clear, the way it normally is, that would be mayim zachim. If it's clear, it's mayim achurim could be generally as, let's say, cloudy or brownish color, or muddy color. That's what achurim would be. Suruchim is if it smells. Now, there's another word that comes up a lot called tinrei. Tinrei just means something that's very hard. It could or could not be just from dried out pus. So that we're going to see a couple times. Mursa that we saw, it's basically what you would call a cyst or a bubble, but it's below the top surface of the lung. And then it has them just the membrane. So when you look at it, except for the color difference, because it's a cyst, then it would just, you would feel the same, go all the way across. And it's depressed in the lung. That's what the mursa is. The bua, this bubble, that's what's, it's like a bubble that protrudes. Because you have the mass, the flesh of the lung, and then the bua is a case when it forms basically a bubble outside beyond the lung, but it's still within the outer membrane, right? Okay, that's the general definition of the case of a bua. To make sure that we've got all that. Mugla. So just to clarify again, that's just pus. Tzmachim is just some growth. Again, it could be from a couple different things. But what else do you want to... Okay, let's read it inside. At the very end of Gimel, so we had the case of a charitz and a kemet. But just to clarify, I'm not sure what I said, but the lung itself, when you look at it, it naturally it's full of what we would call the normal crease lines or lines all over the lung. It's not, that's what a lung looks like. That's not what we're talking about. Generally, again, you can look at the source. I think it's from the Darche Moshe. I know he quotes it, but I think he gets it from another Rishon. So anyways, the charitz that's generally mentioned in the original source, it's just referring to where there's like a split or a little bit of a valley on the top lobe. You have to see it. I have to see it. We all have to see it to really understand exactly. But there's this one separation between, right? We know that in general, the top lobe on the right side, at least of an animal, it's called mitz petzelet, because it splits and it wraps around the actual trachea. But anyways, so there's this normal charitz, division of it's not just a crease in the line, but it's like a real dividing. And then a kemet, oh, I mean, I guess I could have sent a picture, but a kemet is and the charitz is normal. A kemet is when it's not so normal, or it's not normal, but you have just one of these normal lobes that it like divided in half a little bit. So you end up with like a split in the middle. Lahavdil, you can say it's a little bit, just like you have, I don't know if we got to it or we will, in between each lobe, so that it's separated, right? You look at the picture, it's each lobe is separated from each other, and that's what makes them a separate lobe. And so that's the normal. And that's also called like a chatachim or chituchim, we'll see. But the if you have an extra split a little bit that's not so normal, that is what a kemet could be. Okay. And there, it could be that even if it's connected, again, this is a whole machlokas, and we're not going to get into every different opinion, but even if you have one bua, but it crosses over this charitz, it crosses over this kemet, again, it's not the normal creases. That's what a normal lung looks like. And it's normal to have, they're all over the place. So it's normal to have one bubble that's going to cover, you know, traverse two or three of these crease lines. That's normal. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the charitz or kemet that's like a major separation in a split in the lobe. And then it covers over through both of them. And even though it's connected, it's a trefa. Okay, and then I'm just going to read the end in case it wasn't clear. Two bu'ot ze keneged ze, bein two unot kshera. So if you have two bu'as that are basically touching each other or right next to each other, but they're on completely different lobes. So they're generated, they're created because you have some kind of a hole or something that's, again, it's not through both layers, but it's through the inner layer of the lung, and that forms this bubble. And they form on the flesh, but they're coming from two completely different lobes. So even though they're touching each other or right near each other, by definition, they come from two very different places. So therefore, for sure, it's going to be a kshira, right? It's intuitive. It should be. Aval bua neged tinri. But if you have any kind of a solid mass that's rubbing against the una, right, it would be two separate buot and it wouldn't be a problem, but it's a trefa. Why? The tinri kasha, it's hard. The tinri, by definition. A hard little mass, that's what tinri is. That's just the definition of the word. Umina kevet habua shekenegda, and therefore it's going to rub against it, and therefore it's going to end up popping it. So once you already had the inner hole, because that's how the bua was formed, and then it's going to pop the outer hole, and then you're going to have a hole, and that's an ekev, and that's turned it into a trefer. And bua v'tinri smuchin itzel ze kasher. But if they're next to each other, but not opposite each other, so they're not going to touch each other, so that would be a kasher, and that wouldn't be a problem. Okay. And just, we were speaking about it the other day. Also, I asked Rabbi Ben David about chickens. So he said, if normally in the olden days they never needed to check chicken lungs, but nowadays the living conditions for chickens, well, we're not exactly sure why, but that's could be because chicken conditions are more difficult now than they used to be. Or right, so in one room you can have 5,000 chickens, and it's a harsh environment for a chicken. It's called chicken for us. So tough to be a chicken, there you go. Anyway, so therefore it's more normal to have problems, and we often see more issues that we haven't seen with chickens. So therefore, certainly Mahadrin in Israel, they're always going to check. So depends who. Some will check every chicken, and some will check, let's say, 1 out of 10, or they'll check a certain batch that comes from the farm. And if they see this farm is always okay, then I don't know if they check every run or once a week or once a year, but whatever it is, everyone has their own mahalach on how they do it.
what if they find a problem? Then what do they do about the other ones?
So it depends on the situation. Then you're getting into too much detail, but basic, and everyone's going to have their own little shita, but either it becomes a trefa, or they'll give it to a rabbanut, depending on what the issue is. But they're basically, they're just checking to make sure it looks normal. Now, we're going to see, this is more in Lamed Chet, but colors of a reya could make it a trefa or a kshera, depending on what color it is. A pus itself is not a problem. Pus is not an issue of it making it a trefa in general. Again, we saw that in, or are seeing that now in the case of a bua. If there's pus in one bubble, that's not a problem. It's only if it's two that are smiche, right? Smucha zel azeh. And then some say it's only if it's, it has an odor or if it's a discoloration. Pus is not achurim. No. That's lecha, that's normal. I mean, relatively normal. But that's not what turns it into achurim. Achurim is like brown or gray. But anyways, for all these things, you get shimush from Yurav, but that's in general. And so they check chickens, and then, but he did point out, a chumra by chickens, if they see pus on the inside or the outside of a lung, then they'll call it a trefa. It's a chumra, because we're going to see. If the lung itself, the color is yellow, it's a trefa. Okay, we're going to see that soon in Lamed Chet. But pus is not it's not the flesh of the lung. It's pus, the liquid that's in the lung or on the top of the lung. And so therefore, that shouldn't be a problem. If you see pus in a behema, it's not a problem. But Ben David said, though, for chickens, they're machmer. It's a chumra, because the Rambam writes, if there's pus on the simponot, on the bronchi, then it could become a trefa. And for chickens, it's so little, so we're not sure if it is or isn't. And in general, we don't do bedikas. Any case that's a suffix that requires a bedika, in general, nowadays, we're ein somchin al bedika. We only do a bedika in certain cases, or if it's a lachumra. Like really, mikar din, it's kasher, but we want to be machmer, so we'll do a bedika. But from most areas in halacha, we see we don't do comparisons and we don't do bedikas that we've seen also inside. Okay, so now let's start Dalet. Abuash and nimtza b'shipuli hareya. Okay, so now if you have this bubble, and it's in the edge of the reya, so it's easy to understand what's shipule ha'uma. Shipule ha'uma, so we learned, it's the bottom edge of the bottom lobe, the very, very bottom of a lung, right? You have your 3 and 2 on each side, 5 on top, smaller lobes, and then you have the 2 bottom, bigger lobes, and then the bottom 2 are called the uma, and the top 5 are called the una. So here, so we're going to see, it could be either one, but normally when we say shipule, so it means the bottom edge. Noagim leasor. The minag is, again, the source I believe is from a ravid, if I have it correct. Anyway, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's a din in the Gemara. So the halacha is, I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. So anyways, but if you find it at the edge, the minag is, we say it's aser. Because at the very edge, it's easier, we're assuming it's the easiest for it to get damaged. It rubs against the rib cage or this or that. And so it's more likely than anywhere else to become, either, again, was or to become a hole. So the minag is, we say it's aser, and that's 100% the din. Im ein basar shuhu makif bekol tzad. But it is okay if you have a kol shuhu of the normal flesh of the lung. Now, just keep in mind, you're going to see this. In general, anytime you see the word basar in these few simanim, it's referring to the flesh of the lung. A couple times in this simanim, and by the maros, for example, and in other places in these halachos, when it says basar, it means muscle, normal muscle of the animal. So don't get confused. But anyway, so here it means you have to have a little bit of the normal flesh of the lung around it, and if it's a little bit above the edge, then you're going to have basar, right? Because it won't be at the very, very bottom line edge, and then you'll have basar all around. If it's only on the very edge, it's hard to explain, so I won't. Rabban David said you have to see it, so hopefully we'll see it. But, okay. When you would and wouldn't have basar mitkol etzadim. V'dav kabua aval tinrei kasher b'shipuli hareya, but if it's a hard mass at the very edge of the reya, it's not a problem. No, but he says, v'shipuli, the edge, hainu tachti ta'uma o ha'una. So you can have, for this halacha, you can have shipule, this halacha, that if you have a boil at the and make it a trefa, if it's at the very edge, if there's no normal flesh of the lung around it, it can apply to the bottom of the uma, or it could also apply to the bottom edge of the una, because the una also, where they separate, they also have this, like, not a line, but it's kind of looks a little bit like a right angle type of thing, an edge on the bottom of each una, and I'm not sure, could also be anywhere along the side edge. It's very possible that's also called shipule, anywhere along the side edge. Okay, but certainly the bottom. Aval lo achituchim shebein una leuna, but anywhere between the lobes, that's where the chituchim are. Chituchim are the separations, as if the entire lung was one big circle, and you just take a knife and start making your cuts into the shapes of the, you know, so you have in total of four lobes and three lobes, or if you have hysteros, right? So then those separations are called the chituchim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have one boil anywhere on any part of the lung, even in between all the lobes, it's 100% kasher, unless it's at the very bottom of any one of the lobes, or edges, maybe the side, but it could only be the bottom. The picture in Sichas Chulin only has it on the bottom, but it's whatever. So that's, but okay, we're going to see the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, d'v'chol makom sh'yesh v'achidud mikrei shipulei reya, anywhere where it starts to get the sharp edge is called shipulei hareya. So this would be the sides, for sure. V'lachein yesh lahatrif afilu lamala b'makom shahareya dvuka l'shidra imhu keneged chitu ha'uno she'adayin hareya sham chada. Basically, anywhere, on any one of the edges, even between the chituchim, anywhere, if you have habua, then that would be called b'shipule. And then it depends if it has flesh all the way around. V'nikra shipule. Aval neged ha'umot kasher. But if it's on the very bottom of the uma, on the very bottom of the two big lobes on the bottom, kasher. That's the only place where he lo have sham shipule de sham areya rechava. Wait, neged ha'umot kasher. I think he means on the top part of the umas. Okay, I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, for all these halachos, you need to see it, and v'yesh leilech b'zeh achar ha-minag. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You have to go by what the minag is. Okay, fine. Let's continue. V'im ein chut basar makif novcha hota mamashashin letzad bua ima yedikach chut basar makif kshera. Now, all these halachos, we said this before, you goes by when you blow it up. So everything has to be when you blow it up. So even when you first, again, we're going to see this with a couple different halachos. It looks like it might be a trefa. What did the shochet do? They rub it, they slap it, they beat it. They do whatever they need to do to blow it up and massage it. Sometimes, you know, you can have just a little blood when it stops. A clot. There you go, a blood clot. And it gives it a color. It gives it a color of black, which could be an issue. We'll see. And or it just stops it from blowing up, a tomb. Any of these cases, all you have to do is you're allowed to hit it and play with it, and massage it, and blow it up, and then that's how you make all your determination when it's blown up, whether it's color, whether it's, and then if you have basar makif, we call it studim. V'hushi behekef habasar marereya, but it has to look normal. Right, the part that's surrounding it. V'im loya behekef mara basar ubao acharkach, and let's say. Initially, this is what I just said basically. Initially, it looked like a trefa. It had the signs of, or potentially being a trefa. But then, Ba'o acharkach botchim umumchim v'nafchu ha-mishamshu ha-ba'a v'aydei b'kiyatan v'kochan yafesh v'nafchu heitev. And then afterwards, this is a story actually. So that's why the wording is a little funny. So the botchim, they came. There is a story. The Shach brings it, comes from, I think it's in the Beis Yosef. It comes from a story where the first shochtim said this is a trefa, and then the next group of shochim, their bodkim, they came and they looked at it, and then they played with it. V'nafchua, they blew it up. U'mash meshua ba, and then they massaged it. V'ayde b'kiyatan v'kochan yafesh shenafchu heitev u'mishamshu b'kiyus asu shehayasham hekef basar kasher. So initially they thought it was a trefa, but then the bodkim said, wait, you have to give it a couple minutes, and they played with it, and they played with it. Until it became in the condition that it was kosher. Well, that's the way the animal lives. So in general, we say that's the ikar way to always judge it. Or we spoke about the size. If it's an extra una or not an extra, if it's missing, basically it goes by the size of hadas. Anyway, basically all the halachas go by put it into its natural state of being inflated, and that's what's koveya the halacha when it's inflated, but not overblowing, normal blowing. Okay, let's start. Hey, maybe bua bereya. If you have this bubble on the lung, v'nikeret be'ever achar and afogav de'la shvichei ahadadi kshera. Oh, I just want to point out, and this siman and these couple. I think it starts with bet, but basically it's in these couple, this siman, just to point out, it's a huge sugya of having two reyusas, two problems that are stuck one to another. And it's a big machlokas, rishonim, achronim, how to deal with a double problem, especially achronim, such as a sircha, a tluya by itself is not a problem, but once you have a sircha on a boil, on a bubble, on a bua, that turned it into a trefa. So, and this is the makor, I think it's really shown him. I don't think it's from the Gemara, where this comes from. And so that creates all this discussion among the achronim. Some reuses are a little bit of a reus, some are a bigger one, and you need, my brother-in-law, Avi Arkoni, I mentioned to him. So I was learning some of this with him also, and so he said, he heard it categorized as, let's say you can have, just if it helps, four different types of reyusa. And you need to have, I mean, I think, again, everyone's going to paskin differently, but it could be you need, let's say, for example, some will say you need to have three X's or three strikes against you in order for it to make it a double reyusa. And some are counted as if it's a minor reyusa, it counts as one, and if it's a bigger one, it counts as two. But so you need to for sure have two, but it doesn't necessarily have to be two of the worst kinds of reyusas. I don't know if that helps, but that requires a lot of understanding to figure out each one's opinion. But in hay, what we're trying to figure out now is you have one bubble on one side of the lung, and on the other side of the lung, or the other side of the lobe, you have another bubble opposite each other. So the question is this one or is this two? So we say it's like this. If you have one opposite each other, afagav delo shvichei adadi kshera, even if it doesn't pour through, it's right. If you would pop one, it won't. The other one on the other side won't flow out that side, so it's not continuous.
It's nothing. It's one door, but you can see it from two sides.
Right. Well, that's part of the question. What it is. So let's read. So anyways, even if you see one opposite each other, it's a kshera, fine. But that's only if it's not opposite the simponos, the bronchi. Aval, I kaimi b'makom asimponos. But if it's really, this is majority of the lung. If it's or half, anywhere where the simponos might be, then it turns it into a trefa, because we're afraid there's going to be a hole in the simponos. The hainu, and that's what's stopping it from. Okay, the hainu shte etzpaot min shipule b'daka v'dalid b'gasa nagu lahatrif. So it has from any of the edges of the lobe of the lobes or of the lungs, you only get the outer edge of two etzpaot, maybe 4 centimeters, or four etzpaot would be 8. That's where we say it's kasher, because the simponos, the bronchi, don't go that far, right? They start out from the middle of the lung and they branch out, but they don't reach the edges. So if anywhere that's on the inside, we say might be opposite the simponos, and therefore we call it a trefa. Ve'en l'shanot. Ve'afilu mayim zachim v'bua. Even if we're only talking about clear liquid. V'dacha b'tishavchi le'adadi. This is only if it's continuous. This about the simponos. Aval. But if it doesn't flow from one to another, so then we're saying it didn't go through the simponos. Kasher. Afilu be'achurim usruchim, even if it's cloudy or if it has an odor. Okay, right. So this is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. But bua shehi tachat havarda b'makom hadak v'yesh sham simpon trefa denikeres me'ever le'ever. And at the bottom of the varda, where it gets very thin, so there is a simpon that goes all the way there, and it's a trefa, and we're just assuming it goes through and through. Tinrei nikeres me'ever le'ever dina kebuos. And if it's a hard mass, it has the same din of a bua, whatever that is. Okay, fine. We'll stop here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I had a couple more words.
A couple more what?
More words at the end of the Ramah.